Ksuvus per zaymish nehe. Hamadris ishto shalot telich levesa evil or levesa mishtav. Person makes a nether to his wife that she shouldn't go to a house of mourning or a simcha hall. Tzidkenu points out here, just like we had in the previous Mishnayos, it doesn't mean that he was the one that made the nether. A person can't ask his wife to do these things. Rather, it means that she made the nether, and also she was toiled in Tashmish Amita, where she said that if she went to these places, she would not be able to have Tashmish Amita with her husband, and he was Mekayim this nether, instead of being made for it the day that he heard it. Yotzi v'yitin ksuva. So here he has to, just like in the past, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuva. Bipnei shanol bifnel. Because by the fact that she's not going to be able to go to a Beis Evel or a Chasana, in both short-term and long-term, this is going to be something that's going to hurt her. And yet, he was not made for this nether. She's going to feel that he hates her, and therefore he has to divorce her and give her a ksuva. V'mhaya toyin mishum davar acher, rishai. However, if she's not able to go to a certain place because of something else, because of a valid reason, let's say, like the Rab brings, that there are people that are not so kosher there, they're prutzim, and he doesn't want her hanging out near them, with them, and she would make a nether that she shouldn't go, let's say, to a specific place, and in that case, he's mekayim the nether there, he doesn't have to divorce her, because he's doing it for a specific reason, not because he hates her, because that place is not a good place to go to. Amar lo, he says to her, and this is after she makes a nether, he's made for the nether, but he says, Amanasha tarmi leploini masha mart li. I'll be made for this nether on condition that you tell so-and-so what you told me. And the Rav explains that we're dealing with things that she wouldn't normally tell somebody else, just her husband. Whether they're things that are intimate or any other things that she would not tell somebody else. O Masha Martilach, where he says to her, I'll be made for your nether as long as you go tell somebody else what I told you. Also, something that she would never repeat to somebody else. O Shetehe Mimalu Mara La'ashpa. Or on condition that you fill up liquid and pour it into a garbage heap, which is something that somebody crazy would do. So that's one pshat. The Rav brings two pshatim. The first pshat he says is that it means that after Tashmish, she would move her body in a certain way that she wouldn't become pregnant. That's the lashon of pouring it out into the garbage afterwards. Or it just means, the other pshat is that she would just do what crazy people do, would be fill up water and pour it into the garbage for no reason. Yotzivit in ksuva. In any of these cases, he has to divorce and give her a ksuva. What he's asking her to do is something that's unreasonable, and therefore it's as if he's really being mekayim, the neder that she made, and he has to give her a get and a ksuvah.